WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump has commuted the sentence of former New York Republican Congressman George Santos and ordered his immediate release from prison. CBS's Peter King.
In a social media post, President Trump called Santos a rogue, and although the now former GOP congressman was convicted of fraud, Trump writes that what a Democratic senator did was worse when he lied about his service in Vietnam. Trump wishes Santos good luck and, quote, have a good life.
Santos had written Trump a letter begging for a commutation. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Clearly, the president wanted to put that message out there that while Santos might not have been the best individual, but that he somehow deserves a second chance with this commutation that the president announced today.
Santos was expelled from Congress, then sent to federal prison after pleading guilty to charges of fraud and identity theft. He was sentenced in April to 7 years. He's been in a minimum security prison camp since late July. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christian.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now, but without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, 4 of the 8 species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this month. The 8th iteration of the annual event will be held on October 30th at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding raised at the event will go towards the district's Feed Our Kids backpack program, which provides students with non-perishable and easy-to-make foods to take home over the weekend to combat hunger and guarantee kids are having their nutritional needs met when they don't have access to school meals. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 40s tonight. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, lows pretty close to 40. Sunny, still breezy, and a high in the upper 50s Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Matt Nair on Air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for The Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabe.
Hey, hey! Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Mountain of muscle. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to work out.
You got this.
You think so?
You got this.
Oh, this woman, this poor woman is walking by the station and she just had surgery and she started telling me all about it. It's like, she just walked by the window and I'm like, oh, I don't know if, just please don't go into detail. Like she's kind of looked like she wanted to really share, you know? It's like, no. Just, I wish you well. Let's leave it. I don't want to hear about someone's surgery that I don't barely know. You know what I mean? Like if I know somebody, sure. Yeah.
You know, just stay away from the details.
Exactly.
I don't need to know where they went. Where they put a knife in you.
Where they surgered. Hey, yeah. I'm Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you're joining us from in the state, on this absolutely gorgeous fall summer day here in the state of Wisconsin. At least it's gorgeous in Green Bay. I'm sure it's gorgeous where you are. And if it wasn't, or if you had a crappy day, kick back, turn on the radio and kick your feet up and have some fun with us tonight. We're going to be talking about all the things we love, movies, TV, comedy, Wisconsin, music. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will make anyone transition into the weekends, will make anyone's transition into the weekend that much more joyous. She's so much fun to have on the show. She's here at 7:35, bringing new music and really fun conversation, typically. How do you know Terry? Do you know Terry's doing well? Is she having a good week?
Maybe not because of the Brewers, but...
Oh, that's right. She's never come on the show, though, and been grumpy, right?
No, I think even if the Brewers lose tonight, she'll still be...
That's just who she is. Yeah. But I will say this, the Brewers are not doing well, and Ace Frehley died, and she's a huge Kiss fan. So she might be in a bad mood. Well, we might have to cheer her up, but we'll do that. We could do that for our pal Terry Barr at 7:35. And then we've got at 6:35, the host of New Wisco Weekend, and she is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief when it comes to news here at Civic Media. Lisa Hale will be here. We're going to talk about, well, she's watching a couple new shows that I want to talk to her about. And last time she was here, probably about 6 weeks ago, we talked about Dexter. And she's a huge Dexter fan. Like, she, literally, like, Lisa defines fandom. Because she's read the Dexter books, I think, more than once, the whole series. And she's seen all the shows. So I'm done now, and I want to talk to Lisa about that. But we're also going to find out, she's been watching some scary movies, the new NCIS spinoff, and the new Matlock. So we'll talk to Lisa and find out what she's watching. Maybe she can give you something. Maybe she can give us a good referral. So that will be fun. Two great guests tonight. Serious girl power coming to you tonight on Nightlight. And as usual, on the other side of the glass is Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Any golf today?
No golf today. You had to do a couple things, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Still, you know, still got some activity though, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So what, I wish it was outside.
What does a guy your age though do when you say got some things done? Like, do you have a side hustle?
No. I had to record a couple different shows. You know.
Oh, that's right.
So
Jim Schmidt show. Lean Local.
That, no, that was recorded earlier.
The sports.
Rational Revolution and the sports show. Make the Call tomorrow at 7 a.m. Also is now available on civicmedia.com.
Fantastic. You could really, you could pepper your whole weekend with great shows too. See, the Civic Media programming does not stop come Friday night at 8 o'clock. You've got the Dr. Kristen Lierley show.
Yes.
You've got New Wisco Weekend. You and I are both contributors to that. And we'll talk to Lisa about that. You, now you've got Make the Call, a great sports show on the weekend, too, that Conrad's a part of. So.
And, you know, we had the other guys on the show the other week. So Parker Olson and Greg Anderson.
It was fun.
Of course, sports director Jimmy Cuska.
We did not have Jimmy on the show.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on, but he is on Make the Call.
You know, can we get Jimmy on next week? We haven't had him on in a long time.
You know, he is also a football coach, so he's been pretty busy. But I think maybe we could ask, see what he...
Let's just see what he says. We got an opening, I think maybe Wednesday night, Con. Keep that on the down low.
Okay. All right.
So we'll do that. We'll talk to... we'll see if we can get Jimmy Cuskin. Anyway, check out all of those shows, folks, over the weekend. Great shows here at Civic Media, even through the weekend. So check them out. But listen, I haven't complained too much lately about driving in. No, be fair. I mean, listen, I'll be the first to admit other drivers drive me bananas.
Yeah.
Today I'm on Broadway in Green Bay. I'm almost here. I got a guy right on my tail and he's got the no muffler, you know, obviously compensating for something. He's right on my tail. So I'm taking my time. I'm like, this guy can wait. I'm not going to pull up and tailgate the guy in front of me just to let this guy. So whatever. So I start to turn. I go to turn onto, what is it, Main Street out here. As I'm turning, this guy passes me on the right, which I was expecting him to do, but then weaves back in and passes the guy in front of me on the left and makes the left turn. Really? I was, okay, and here's where I'm going with this. Yeah, he's crazy. Here's the kind of guy you don't want to yell at if he's driving and he pulls a move like this. He's probably in his 60s or 70s, white hair, no shirt, rocking the moobs. That's man boobs for those of you scoring at home. And he just looked kind of crazy. His mouth was open in a weird way. Like this guy. And then he went like 60 miles an hour down Main Street. Where is this guy going without a shirt that he's in a hurry?
I don't know.
A mosh pit? Like, to smoke some weed? Like, what are you in such a... How are you that age without a shirt? And you're gunning it and you're risking other people's lives. Where are you going to? And if you have any ideas, folks, let me know where you think this guy was going. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm just saying, like, I he's probably just crazy or was drunk. But the speeding I don't get. You're not wearing a shirt. Where are you in a hurry to?
Do you think he's just going grocery shopping?
I really got to get there. I need toilet paper in the world's worst way.
Now, if you're...
I need some dog food. What's he doing?
If you're a grocery store, do you let that guy in?
No. No shoes, no shirt, no service. I had a friend, my buddy Chris is a sheriff in Marinette County, and he was telling me about a guy who went into the grocery store and had a shirt on and had shoes on, and that was it. And he was prepared.
I get it.
He was prepared.
I get it.
When they said something, he's like, I got shoes. You have to, you know, maybe go the extra mile these days.
No shirt, no pants.
Yeah, that's the important one. I don't care if, I mean, I ideally he's wearing a shirt and shoes. Anyway, that just really irritated me. But I'm not gonna lip off, as we say here in Wisconsin, to that guy, because I think he might have been a little crazy. I just don't do anything anymore.
You just give him the thumbs up.
Yeah, well done, buddy. Get there. When I think back when I was younger and I actually flipped people off, like if they flipped me off or whatever, I'd give them the look. And now it's like, nope, I don't do it at all. Not taking the chance. You don't know who's, it's not worth it.
You know, I today I did give a thumbs up. I didn't flip off. I don't do that anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah. But now, like it's just scary. You don't know who's on the other
side.
You
don't know.
But this guy, like, almost hit me because he didn't turn his left blinker on going into the left lane.
Ooh.
And I saw him. I'm like, I had to stop.
Right.
And then went to the right lane. And then he started going really slow. And I just passed him. And I just give him a big thumbs up. Like, great driving, buddy.
Well done. You could go pro, sir. Hey, speaking of Ace Frehley and Terry Barr coming by tonight, that kind of ties in with our question of the night. So let's get to the nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This will be a good one. What rock band or musician is really overrated? I can't believe it's taken me a year and a half, almost 2 years, to get to this question, because whenever I'm at an eatery, a diner, you know, we hear bands all the time. We're like, you know, as you get older, you're just like, why is this band? Why did they take off? So let us know. Is there a rock band or a musician you think is really overrated? Let me know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a comment in the chat there. And give us a like or a follow if you're up for it, folks, as you're telling us what band you think is really overrated. Did you, let's you and I start. In the
Yeah.
You go first, Con.
I said Taylor Swift.
Really?
I just don't get the appeal to her music. I never really liked it. Besides, like, one song.
So you're not a Swiftie.
I wouldn't say.
Wait, what's the song? I don't even know one of her songs. Oh, Shake It Off, I know.
It's the Romeo and Juliet, maybe, I think it's called.
I don't know. I don't know her music, but I like her. Is that weird? And not like,
I mean,
she's pretty. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, I like that she takes control of her. I love what she did buying her music back. Very savvy. She seems cool. She gives a lot of her money away. I got no problem with Taylor
Swift. I'm not saying her as like a person I don't like. I'm just saying I don't like her music. And I think it's overrated.
Just defending one of my exes. Sorry. okay, that's a good one. I might get some pushback on this. Hall & Oates and Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's great, man. Just kidding. I only know one song.
No, they've got some nice songs. I'm not saying they weren't, but really it's mostly Hall & Oates. Because some of it, like Rich Girl, Your Kiss Is On My List, they're so, like, simplistic. I don't know. Maneater's pretty cool. Anyway, I think they're very overrated. But let us know what you think, folks. We can have a discussion on this as the show goes on, as we often do here at Nightlight. Dave on the stream says Coldplay. I noticed somebody else said Coldplay, too, on the social media responses. And he says the Beatles. I don't get it. I get it. Might be joking too, but I think a lot of people lately are like, a friend of mine posted recently, the Stones are 10 times better than the Beatles, and that's a good take. I can go with that, but let us know what you think, folks. And this is fun. We've got a bar band Friday night and a music question, so you can't beat that. We've established Conrad does not like Taylor Swift and
her music. You know, she's a great fit for Travis Kelce. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of, they are quite a pair, I will say that. He seems like a good guy. He's kind of obnoxious.
No, actually, I don't like the Chiefs at all.
Yeah.
But I don't mind Travis Kelce.
Yeah, same. That's a good take. I don't mind him or his brother. I think they're both entertaining. They both seem like good dudes. I like when I watch football and I see fire, like with whether it was Tom Brady or Travis Kelce. I like those guys, or Caleb Williams even, or like Aaron Rodgers used to do. Jordan Love, not fiery, cool as ice, man. That guy.
Cool, calm, and cool.
He does not lose his cool.
No, he doesn't.
Which is probably good if you're his teammate, but as a fan, I like seeing some fire.
You know what was yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, after a touchdown, got tackled by his offensive lineman celebrating, and he got so mad at him. It was so funny.
Such a diva.
All right, we're coming back, folks. We'll read some of your texts, and I'm going to tell you a really cool story about Michael J. Fox. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. I've got a lot to watch this weekend.
Going to see anything?
I think I'm going to go see that movie Roof Man, finally. I was going to see it last weekend, but it was so gorgeous. Although now tomorrow it's supposed to be 70 degrees outside.
I'm thinking about going outside and golfing tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day to do it. Sunday is supposed to rain. I'll probably go see the movie then if I can coordinate it with my my sports viewing. But yeah, I want to see that. I want to see The Lost Bus on Apple TV, that Matthew McConaughey movie about saving the kids. Have you seen that? Oh, you don't have Apple TV anymore.
Did that just come out?
A couple weeks ago, maybe, yeah.
Oh,
and it got good reviews. So I got that, Roof Man. I do want to see One Battle After Another again. And I've got 2 episodes of Slow Horses to catch up on, which I'm very excited about. This is funny because your frame of reference, like Ben Reiser was on the show the other night. We were talking about One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
And there is a very funny scene where Leonardo DiCaprio, who's in a bathrobe and is a stoner, and 20 years later gets called into action by his revolutionary group and can't remember the password. So he's yelling at the guy. And he's stoned, and he's, like, just trying to do his best to get it together and help his daughter. And he's running on a rooftop following these skateboarders who are like, come follow us, we'll help you out. And then he falls off the roof, like, 35. It's really funny. And he kind of they make it plausible. Like, he kind of bounces off of something and falls down. But it's a really funny scene. And someone said that would have killed him. And I said, no, it wouldn't have. Because I had a friend named Marty Miller in high school who fell 30 feet. off a scaffolding on the stage. He was putting up a set decoration.
Oh, my.
Building the set, and he fell, and he only broke his wrist. Like,
wow.
It was painful. But, I mean, you can fall from 6 feet and kill yourself if you land funny, you know? But
yeah, I mean, I landed weird when I was snowboarding, and I barely got off the ground, and I broke my clavicle almost in half. Like,
clavicle is such a funny word.
Yeah, it
really, that's your collarbone, right?
It's the part, like, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's that's my point. Like, you can kill yourself at a much smaller altitude, but this was just reminding me of this horrible accident. This friend of mine. I'm glad I didn't see it because it. He was fine. 30 feet off a scaffolding, just broke his wrist.
I mean, that's some good luck right there.
I know. But I do want to see that again, and I might want to take Ben Reiser's advice and see it on a big, like a 70-millimeter screen if I can find something like that before it leaves. Let's get to some social media responses here on our question of the night, which is name a band that's really overrated or musician. I just asked that not in question form. What rock band or musician is really overrated in your opinion? Conrad said Taylor Swift. I say Hall & Oates. Rob Momartz. I like Rob. He was here the other...
Yeah.
Last week. A lot of fun getting to know Rob last week. He says Kanye West. Now, that's interesting.
I'd say his older stuff is really great.
That's the same thing my son says. He's like, he was brilliant.
Now it's just garbage.
Oh, he's insane. Chris Anderson on social media says U2. Oh, I gotta disagree there. Thank you, Chris. Alan Whitebird says Kiss. We'll bring that up with Terry Barr. See what Terry has to say about that. Those might be fighting words, Alan, but I respect your opinion. I have to say, when it comes to Kiss, I think they had some great songs. They had a great gimmick. They didn't show their face for 10 years.
Didn't they just randomly show it in a music video?
I don't remember how it happened, to be honest with you, but I really like some of their songs. I mean, I know it was a gimmick, but Amanda Nimmer says Beastie Boys. I could go with that. I like two songs of theirs. Tony Lorino says Coldplay, another Coldplay, same as Dave on the stream. And then Chris Moreau, Civic Media's own, also U2. And Rich Vargas, Rush. All right, we are off to a great start here. Some of these are outstanding. I saw this I saw this book. Michael J. Fox has a new book out. How would you like to be the guy who was fired from Back to the Future as the lead actor? Eric Stoltz, a great actor, played Rocky in Mask, was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, was in a couple of the John Hughes films, maybe Pretty in Pink or one of those films. Really good career. He's had a great career. I don't think he's starving by any means, but he was the guy. He was Marty McFly. And Robert Zemeckis fired him. And I don't know why. I do remember reading that a long time ago. But in Michael J. Fox's book, he reveals that he reached out to Stoltz and said, hey, I'd just like to talk to you. This is like 20 years after. I'd just like to talk to you. But if you tell me to take a hike and shut up and never want to see me, I totally get that too. But they met, and Michael J. Fox had nothing but great things to say about Eric Stoltz. I'm sure Eric Stoltz was like, yeah, I would have rather not have been fired and made millions of dollars in residuals, plus the salary, although they probably paid him and sent him on his way. And they had to increase the budget on Back to the Future by $3 to $4 million, this article said, because Michael J. Fox was more expensive at the time. He was on Family Ties. But I just think that's such a cool story. Like, I've always liked Eric Stoltz. And Michael J. Fox said that the response he got from Eric Stoltz was like, no, he goes, I'm glad you reached out. Let's get together. And they finally did. And now they're friends. And it's really cool. But how would you, I mean, I don't know if I could ever let that go.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he's had some other movies at least. It's not like,
yeah,
it was his only one.
No, and he was in Pulp Fiction too, actually. We got a Pulp Fiction clip, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, so maybe we'll fire that up tonight, too. It's not with Eric Stoltz, though. But it is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here at 7:30, and Lisa Hale will be here after the news. We're going to talk. I finally finished Dexter and some of the spinoffs. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about what she's watching, the new NCIS, the new Matlock. Kathy Bates is brilliant. We'll talk with Lisa about that. We'll read some of your texts. We got all kinds of stuff going on here tonight at Nightlight. You're not going to want to miss it. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that first love, fire is only cheap desire. And my heart shivers and I'm shaking off this rust. Storms out, the clouds are breaking up. Took some time, but I realize I don't deserve being mistreated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the move-over law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the move-over law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or siren on. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of one rooster per day this weekend and two roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. With new state legislative districts set to go into effect for the 2026 election, Wisconsin State Senator Romaine Quinn has announced he will seek re-election in the newly drawn 23rd State Senate District. State Senator Quinn currently represents the 25th State Senate District, covering the counties in the more northern parts of western Wisconsin like Ashland, Burnett, and Sawyer counties. The new 23rd State Senate District is located a little further to the south, including Rusk, Price, and Barron counties, as well as parts of Chippewa and Dunn counties. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking public comments on a proposed resurfacing project in Pierce County. The project would take place on State Highway 72 from County Highway BB near Ellsworth to County Highway G near Elmwood. DOT officials say the highway is showing signs of deterioration and construction would include resurfacing work, widening travel lanes and shoulders, and adding rumble strips. More information on the project is available on the DOT website and public comments will be accepted until October 27th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The TV show Bosch has been off the air for a few years now. The show about an L.A. homicide detective played by Titus Welliver, who is not afraid to bend the rules, was followed by three seasons of Bosch Legacy. Earlier this year, there was another spinoff called Ballard that starred Maggie Q, and rumor has it there is a spinoff in the works for Jamie Hector, who played Bosch's partner on the original show, Jerry Edgar. The Bosch extended family is about to give birth again with a prequel series called Bosch Start of Watch. The show is in development with actor Cameron Monaghan in place as the younger Harry Bosch. Like its predecessors, the show will be set in Los Angeles, but in the year 1991, and focus on Bosch's character as an LAPD rookie. The show is currently in development at MGM+. The Bosch franchise is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. Fun universe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low in the upper 40s tonight. Increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, lows pretty close to 40. Sunny, still breezy, and a high in the upper 50s Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station
and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird will tell us about not one, but two upcoming book festivals around Wisconsin, what they're about, and why you might like to check one out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Conrad riding shotgun tonight, and it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. I just heard that Man of Action song. Did you listen to the music?
No.
Awesome tune. So excited to talk to Terry about, and I'm halfway through the other song too, but Man of Action, just an amazing song. So Terry will be here at 7:35. We'll discuss, but right now, it is time for us to move to our other total girl power kick-ass guest who joins us. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and the Civic Media Radio Network, and she also is the Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief at Civic Media, and she joins us now here. She's also, I'm proud to call her a pal, Miss Lisa Hale. Hi.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm staying out of trouble as best I can.
I'm sure that's tough for you, so I tip my hat to you, Lise. I know you're a rabble rouser, and you're not afraid to mix things up.
I am such a rabble rouser. It's not even funny. I mean, I'm in trouble every weekend.
But that's a good thing for a journalist, right?
No.
No. So I want to ask you, first, mm-hmm. before we jump into some color television talk, do you have a band that you feel is overrated or a musician?
Overrated.
Yeah. Like you don't understand their fame.
You know,
you could think
I'm going to say one that I'm going to say one that's kind of going to be.
I love it.
Controversial.
Well, you are a rabble rouser. We've just established that. So
I am, and
be fearless.
And may he RIP. But I never really understood the Jimmy Buffett thing.
Okay.
I don't get me wrong. I like the songs, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and all that. But the huge, you know, almost like Grateful Dead following he has. I just never understood it. But
interesting.
Everybody has their own musical taste. So I was almost cliche and almost said Nickelback, but that would have been too easy.
A lot of people say that. I don't know their music. I got to give them a listen because I've heard that before too. But
actually, they're not that bad. It's just they're a typical three chord band. So, you know.
But Jimmy Buffett, you know, he's not like, I'm sure he's a better guitarist than he showcases, but like his songs are pretty, like if I can play them on the guitar, they're not difficult songs, you know, but his lyrics, I think I blow out my flip flop. I love that. Right. You know, like, but
stepped
I get it.
Stepped on a pop top.
Stepped on a pop top, you know, living on sponge cake. Come on, you know, I said Hall & Oates. Conrad said, who did you say, Con?
Taylor Swift.
He said Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this about that.
Okay.
Number one, Hall & Oates. Come on, we are talking about blue-eyed soul to the teeth. There, Daryl Hall has a voice that can't be beat, and John Oates does a great job when it comes to arranging the harmonies. So I will say that about them. Taylor Swift, come on, you got to give her props. She was from the time she was a child to now in her mid-30s, she has made music her business. So.
She's great. Yeah, and again, I don't even know. I know Shake It Off. That's the only song. Like, I'm not,
like, I'm sure I've heard her songs, but I just think she's a tiger. You know, I love how she reclaimed all of her music, and she's, mm-hmm. I think, donates to good causes and all that kind of stuff. I will say, Hall & Oates, I do like the song She's Gone. That's a great tune about great breaking tune. Up. They have good songs. I just feel like I don't, like, I'd never go see them in concert, you know? I don't know.
I don't think you're going to have that problem.
Right.
Because they don't tour together.
Correct. I can go see Oates.
You could see Oates.
Yeah.
And but yeah.
All right. All right. So I've been excited to have you on because you were here a couple months ago. We talked about Dexter. I was in the throes of the show.
Right.
I was really into it. I was only on season 3. You told me about season 4 with John Lithgow, the Trinity Killer. And
the best season.
Lisa, that might be one of the best seasons of TV. I did not see the end coming. And I was like, and even without that end, I thought this was a really good season. And then it just blew my mind what happened. So, you were right about that. I totally. Now, the next season, season 5, started very slow for me because they were dealing with all the, and I was just ready to move past it. But that season got really good. And then, you know, without going into detail on every single season, how do you feel about the show and the way the original Dexter wrapped up?
The way the original Dexter wrapped up was kind of like anticlimactic. Mm. You know what I mean? And spoiler alert for anybody who's never watched the original series, I'm about to give a major spoiler.
They've had enough time.
Yeah. When he left on the boat, I honestly thought, okay, that's it. He and Deborah both will be in the water, and that's the way it should end. I thought he should have either died then or.
Right.
But then again, you know, when they showed him in the lumberjack camp and just dead-eyed at the end, it made sense, but it just felt anticlimactic that he's starting a new life. So I did not really love the ending.
Yeah.
But it was what it was. And then we get New Blood some, you know, 8 years later. And right. New Blood was, did you watch New Blood?
I did. We'll get to that, but I want, like, again, there's going to be a spoiler here, folks. If you plan on watching Dexter, I am about to spoil something. So I'll just keep talking here for a couple of seconds if you want to turn your radio off. But I really liked the character Deb. And I was kind of like, I was sad to see her go at the end. I kept expecting her to wake up because she was so crazy too. And that wouldn't have surprised me either, just for the romantic in me that wanted a good ending. But the fact that they did what they did shows fearless writing to me. And it was consistent with the rest of the show. So I have no problem with the way the series ended.
The only thing I didn't like was how Dexter himself ended. Because I don't think that Dexter Morgan would ever completely ignore the dark passenger and start his life anew somewhere else. I mean, he might start his life anew, but he would not stop.
Yeah.
With the dark passenger. He cannot. Once you have, and this is serial killer lore and serial killer 101. Once they start, they are not going to stop unless they, quote, die or are in jail, period. Or can no longer because they're no longer physically able to. So I just didn't like, and you know, there's nothing wrong with how the writers did it because they did have to leave some sort of opening. People love that character so much.
Right.
And almost needed that character, needed somebody who was a dark Avenger who was going to get rid of the evil in the world, even though he himself is evil. You know,
that's what he is. He's a vigilante. He's like Batman. Mm-hmm. And that's why the character is so appealing on some level from a fantasy standpoint. But my guest is Lisa Hale. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear on WGBW this weekend. I contribute. Conrad contributes. Lisa does a great job hosting. She's also the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief at Civic Media. I will say this, Lisa. You're right about the killing thing and the instinct and all that. But I thought after, you know, it was almost believable, too, when you go to Dexter New Blood. Was that the next iteration?
That was the next one. Yeah.
So when they went to that and he hadn't killed for a while, I was OK with that because you know, even a serial killer, it seems like, could be traumatized. He lost his sister. You know, his life has changed. He's not in Miami anymore. He's in this cult. I went with that he could just have needed a break, you know?
Yeah, well, I could see needing a break, but I really don't think somebody whose code is so ingrained not to allow the bad people to get away with it. That's why when in New Blood, he doesn't let the bad people get away with it, but he breaks his code in many ways in New Blood, which was a little weird for me, but that's okay.
How do you feel? There was New Blood, Original Sin, Resurrection. I did not watch Original Sin. The first episode came on and they showed, I think, having a baby, and I'm like,
The following is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media and Civic Media Sports. Eau Claire Area High School Football is on the air.
Touchdown! Touchdown for North!
Coverage of tonight's high school football game begins with the pregame show.
Touchdown Memorial!
Let's go to the field and to Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Friday Night Lights. Hello, everyone, and live from Oak Leaf Stadium in Altoona, it's Eau Claire Area High School Football this evening. It's the Altoona Railroaders against the Somerset Spartans in the final regular season week. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano, welcoming you into our coverage tonight. Kickoff slated for 7 o'clock. The playoffs begin next week, but there is plenty of significance to this one in front of Altoona. It's, of course, senior night for a roster that is loaded with them, but a victory this evening puts Altoona in a great spot that it won't, in fact, be their final game at this field this season. While nothing is guaranteed, it is very, very, very likely that a win tonight would mean Altoona would be home again next week in the first round of the WIAA playoffs. The Railroaders have already secured their fourth trip in 5 seasons to the postseason, but it's been a generation since they hosted a game, and that is the opportunity they have tonight. Opposing them is Somerset, whose season will in fact end tonight, but they present a tough matchup with Cal Scamstrad, a bruising running back, on their side. Derek, your thoughts tonight?
Well, you mentioned Cal Scamstrad there, and his just all-around ability on the ground, 12 touchdowns, over 1,100 yards on the ground. He's a very versatile and strong runner. He's going to be a very tough challenge to go up against for these Altoona Railroaders.
Altoona is 6-2. Somerset is 2-6, but Somerset has been in a number of the games that they have ultimately lost. They've been blown out in some others as well, but they are not necessarily a team that this will be an easy win, at least on paper. For Altoona, we talk about all the seniors they have, so many impactful seniors, and it's led by the senior quarterback, Sawyer Van Vliet. Van Vliet can do it through the air for this team. He can do it on the ground as well. Both these teams run a read option type of offense. You'll hear Sawyer Van Vliet's name called a lot.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the importance of him being on this team and the fact that he is a senior and this is senior night. You'd think he'd have a little more of a chip on his shoulder to play very well today.
A Somerset senior who's playing in his last competitive football game is Cal Scamstrad. We mentioned him a moment ago. Watch for him. You're going to hear his name again called an awful lot tonight, as well as Somerset's quarterback, Kellen Donnelly, because they, too, run the read option. Scamstrad's going to get his tonight. It's just a matter of, is Altoona able to limit him to some extent, and does somebody else for Somerset step up and do damage this evening?
Yeah, that's what Altoona's really looking for. Eliminate Scamstrad, if possible, prevent his 6.8 yards per carry to continue to really wreak havoc on teams.
It has been a football season that, other than a couple of weeks in September, has been one idealistic weather night after another, and this is another one of those. Temperatures today were a comfortable 70 degrees, and as the sun has set and the lights have taken hold, no threat of rain. Just need a light jacket out there. It's, again, idealistic Chamber of Commerce football weather this evening from one of the more beautiful spots for high school football in western Wisconsin, Altoona. Oakleaf Stadium, they renovated this place a few years ago. It is gorgeous with a lovely view. You can't really see it as much anymore as the sun has gone down, but a lovely view opposite of us beyond the visitor bleachers. You're kind of up on a hill. You're able to look to the north. You see the rolling hills of the Chippewa Valley. It's a lovely night, and for the Altoona Railroaders, a win this evening, again, all but locks up them being home next week in the first round of the playoffs. Altoona will be in the playoffs for the fourth time in 5 years. That already is a high for this program that over the decades has struggled. But one thing that has eluded them, a home playoff game win tonight. And again, more than likely tomorrow morning, they will be announced as a home team next week in the first round. We'll come back. When we do, we'll continue to get you ready for this game as we'll go sideline to sideline, keys to tonight's game, and more. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
The pregame show continues next on 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Project Yellow Light and the Ad Council.
Well, we continue to get you ready for this one tonight. Eau Claire Area High School Football on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Somerset here in Altoona this evening to take on the Altoona Railroaders. Final regular season game for Altoona. They'll be in the playoffs next week. A win tonight all but locks up them being home for that first home for that first playoff game next week, which would be their first home playoff game in a generation. Let's give you tonight's keys to tonight's game for Altoona. Can't let the moment get too big for them. They are breathing air that this program hasn't seen in a while. 6 wins on the campaign, and again, a win likely means you are home next week in the D4 playoffs. So again, you can't let the moment be too big for you if you are Altoona. Moving on, the offense is Sawyer Van Vliet's. There's nothing wrong with that. Throwing and running, get him going. If Altoona gets him going, then that's a good sign for them. As for Somerset, Kellen Donnelly can do damage as their quarterback. He can throw, he can run, but Cal Scamstrad is the one you want to watch. As Derek mentioned earlier, he's got more than 1,100 yards on the ground this season. Scamstrad, by the way, leads the conference in rushing touchdowns with 12 this year. And then lastly, Somerset won last year's matchup in overtime. And as we said before, while Somerset has a losing record this year, they've been in a number of their games and are coming off of a win last week when they edged St. Croix Central 16-14. Derek, it is senior night, always an emotional evening as well.
Yeah, especially for the guys playing out there. Obviously, the playoffs for Altoona up ahead, but you just have a different feel for it being the final regular season game.
Well, we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have kickoff of this one. Altoona and Somerset next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Kickoff is next on 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time for Eau Claire Area High School Football on 93.5 The Tap and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Throws far side towards the end zone. Leaping interception made. Brody Neff picks it off in the end zone.
With the call of tonight's game, let's go to the field and to Scott Montesano.
And welcome back to Oakleaf Stadium in Altoona. The Altoona Railroaders against Somerset. Final week of the regular season. Somerset season will end tonight, but for Altoona, we know they'll be in the playoffs next week. Right now, they're the fourth seed. A win all but locks them up to be home next week as either the four or the three seed. We'll talk about that in a moment. But a loss could drop them down to fifth or even sixth, and then they're on the road next week. Derek, what are some games we are watching tonight away from here?
Well, games away from the Eau Claire area. We're keeping our eye on Osceola against Ellsworth. If Osceola lose and Altoona win, Altoona have the chance to leapfrog them. And then Edgerton against McFarland. If Edgerton win that, Altoona were to lose that today's game, then Edgerton would jump them.
Once again for Altoona, this will be the fourth time in 5 years they've made the playoffs, but eventually you want to get those games at home. It doesn't mean as much when you're not at home, out of sight, out of mind. There's a reality to that. If you can get that playoff game at home, it means an awful lot more. And of course, you have a better shot of winning, but it means so more. And for a team that is loaded with seniors, let's be frank, this could be their best shot in the next couple of years to get a home game. Next year, there'll be an awful lot of unanswered questions, but that is next year. Altoona won the toss. They deferred. Somerset will receive. As we get this game underway, Altoona will be down to our right, Somerset off to our left. The synthetic surface, about 4 years old now, is glistening under the lights, and we're ready for football this evening, Derek.
Oh, yes, we are.
All set to kick it away is Altoona. That is Deion Chesmore ready to kick it away for Altoona. Chesmore, right-footed kicker, is ready. He will swing that right leg. Boot meets ball. We're underway. It's a short end-over-end kick that lands at the 25, picked up by Somerset beyond the 30, and will be rolled over at about the 32-yard line. And that's where Somerset will start, return by Riley Davis, a senior DB and wide receiver, and away we go with this one. For Somerset, Cal Scamstrand, the one you watch, tops in the Middle Border Conference in rushing yards, second in all-purpose yards. Got a lovely night. The students down to our right, standing along the bleachers. The rest of the citizenry, if you will, of Altoona down and to our left in the bleachers below. First and 10 from their own 32 for Somerset. Donnelly in the shotgun. He's got Scamstrand off to his left side. Split wide receivers. Hand off Scamstrand up the middle and runs into a brick wall as he gets thrown back. May have even lost a foot on the play. And it'll be second down and 10. Amongst the tacklers in there for Altoona was Diego Powers, a junior.
And you can tell right off that first play, Altoona very ready to just shut down Scamstrand if possible today.
This is a Somerset team that can put points on the board. Second down and 10 from their own 32. Donnelly in the shotgun calls the ball. He keeps it himself. Pitch comes wide to the near side. With room, there's Lane Pinska. Pinska turns the edge, gets to the 35. Ball pop loose as he got hit, but he had already been marked down. Gains three on the play, and it'll be third down and 7.
Yeah, Everett Triba thought he had gotten that ball free, but ref rules him down. It'll stay third down.
Rather significant early third down here from their own 35 for Somerset as they huddle up and break the huddle. Don't get this. It'll be a three and out to start things off and likely good field position for Altoona. Donnelly shotgun, Scamstrand off to his left. He'll fake the give. Quick pass to Scamstrand over the middle. Makes the catch, lunges ahead, and has the first down out to the 45-yard line, a gain of 10. Beautiful play call right there. Just bulleted a pass on that seam route to Scamstrand, who made the catch. His